you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Sunny Hollywood Pooney.
So this is going to make no sense unless you listen to Joey's first episode on his new podcast. Bonjour, je m'appelle Sunny, c'est bon d'être là.
Bah, 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 bleu.
It now said, my name is Sunny, it's good to be here in French.
And Mr. Joey Quesada.
Listen, finally, Sunny promotes one of my projects. Usually, you know, he's quiet about everything.
You know that hey, 16 of you guys tuned in. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are here. Hang out with us. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff, of course. This is Podcast Rock City, and we just talk Kiss because that's what we like to do. And if you're a Motley Crue fan, that's just too bad.
Unless you like non-Vince Neil Motley Crue, which there isn't much of it.
Yeah, but I went and saw him perform that, what's his name? I always forget the singer's name that was on that record.
Karabi.
I went and saw him perform that whole album. It was really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. About, 4 or 5 years ago now,
right? Yeah, with Chris Sinzak. Yeah. I have great pictures of Sinzak like this the next morning. I've saved them. I know how to find them, and every once in a while I send them to them. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Podcast Rock City. And since the last time we were here, there's been a huge Kiss announcement. Now, we weren't able to get together because I was out of town, so we got together a day before the big announcement came about Kiss and Dubai. And that's kind of working our news. That's our news and our topic of the week. So we're going to skip the news and just run right to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes! Now, one of the things, there may be new Kiss news, but I didn't see shit because I've been traveling. And so this is the news. I mean, let's be fair. Everywhere you go, this is the thing that people are talking about. And that is Kiss is playing a show in Dubai on New Year's Eve. And that's exciting. So when we did our last show, we were trying to figure out what it was. Sunny heard the right rumor. Kiss in Dubai it was. They're getting wrecked in certain places, and some people love the idea, and some people are like, this is terrible, it's too expensive, blah, 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 just like anything they do. These guys can't do anything. If they sold a vial of their blood for $10, somebody would complain it should be $9, and they should get a guitar pick with it. he's like, couldn't you have separated the platelets? Did you
now?
Have
how the hell did Sonny guess this? Sonny, is Sonny from Dubai?
No.
Do you have family there that knows someone that talk to Kiss promoters? Give us the come on, Sonny.
No. So between all the podcasts, audiobooks, stupid news on Facebook, Twitter, like I'm listening to stuff constantly. Don't really like reading. So I'm always listening to stuff. And I'll be listening to stuff behind the scenes because I can't do like one thing at a time. So like earlier, I was doing work email, listening to some songs and watching the football game at the same time. So like certain things kind of just seep in, but then I won't remember where I heard it from. And I heard this Dubai rumor probably about a month ago, and I can't remember where I heard it. Because I want to give the person credit, because it sure the hell ain't me, but I don't know where I heard it.
Wow. Well, that's what it is, Dubai. And so there's different packages that you could get. It's really funny because Sonny and I were messaging each other back and forth, and Sonny is so – let me tell you, I love that man. He's full of crap. I'm going to tell you why. Sonny's like, this is my Sonny here. Ready? I'm just kind of meh about this. I go, I got the $250 VIP package. He goes, me too.
No.
That is what want me to show? I'm going to send the thread to all our listeners. That is exactly what happened.
No, that I just didn't do it. I'm just messing around.
Oh, wait. Did you really not buy it?
No, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Hold on, Joe. On. I call bullshit right now. You know Pooney bought that as soon as it came out.
No, if I'm going to buy it, I'm going to buy the platinum one. I won't even mess with the gold one. But
Karen called me and goes, I go, hey, look, I'll pay $50 to see this show. It's going to be awesome. It'll be fun. It took me a day to figure out it's going to be at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, not at midnight. But still, that's fine. That's fine. I just assumed it was going to be an indoor thing at whatever midnight would be in the U.S., but that's fine. You know, I don't know a lot about that, you know, that hotel. I've been by the one in, the Bahamas.
I think it's outdoors, right, Sonny?
Yeah, it's outdoors, and that hotel is
it's insane.
Something you would see in a James Bond movie. That's luxurious of all luxury kind of type place.
That really is the only thing that gives me. I mean, I'm not big into this. I think it's not a great announcement, but the only thing that I am looking forward to, I probably won't buy it. But being that it's an outdoor spectacle, that's the difference. It's not gonna. If it was just an indoor stadium show in somewhere in the U.S., I would actually have zero interest in it. But because it's gonna be Dubai, and it's gonna be it's gonna be this big outdoor stadium. You know they're gonna have $1 million worth of fireworks or more. They're gonna have tons and tons of explosions and bigger things that we're used to. So. Just like the Brooklyn Bridge, if you remember the Brooklyn Bridge performance, it was spectacular because they were able to do so much because it was outdoors. So I think they're going to go all out and really go crazy with the pyro. So it's not going to be just another show on the end of the road tour.
Yeah. So I read that they're trying to break the Guinness Book of World Records record for most fireworks during a concert.
Why? Who cares?
Just because it's going to be here's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming that they said it's going to be 4 hours. So if they start at 8 and they finish at midnight, you're talking about a New Year's celebration type fireworks show.
Wait a second. Where did you read that it was going to be? The show is going to be 4 hours.
Yeah, that's what it said. It's 4 hours.
Sonny, did you see this or is Joe? Joe's delusional again, right? Joe, where did you read this, Joe?
On the actual thing. Don't ask me to try to go there now. You can try.
I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be – maybe the broadcast is going to be 4 hours, meaning maybe they'll do, like, clips and they'll do some other stuff.
I'm imagining that's what that is, too. I'm imagining that's what that is, too. But it did say 4 hours. So you guys that are out there watching right now, you can tell us what you've seen.
What I hate to say is what it could be is it could just be the show back to back too.
Well, maybe. I'm not really sure. I know that Karen called me and said, "Hey, what are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to spend $50 and watch this concert." and she was like, "I think for Christmas." So she was like, "Well, this comes with stuff for your collection." And so she got the $250 package for me, and that comes with drumsticks and guitar picks and a DVD and t-shirt for the show, and you know that kind of stuff's cool. I really appreciate it.
I don't think Kiss is getting killed for the announcement. I think, as usual, Kiss gets killed for and I hate to call it greedy, because if someone's going to buy it, why not sell it? And I agree with that. If you could sell something for $15,000 or $5,000, whatever you're going to sell it for, and someone's going to buy it, why shouldn't you put it on sale for that much? So I don't blame Kiss for that. But what I think Kiss gets killed for is the platinum packages or whatever it is for $1,000. So when people's first reaction is they read that, they see Kiss pay-per-view on New Year's Eve, $1,000. And they lose their minds because they know it's Kiss and they're known for you know, these money grabs. So I think that's what they're getting killed for.
Yeah, and I'm totally with Joey on that. The timing thing, dude, there's no way to make anybody happy on the timing thing. Even if you do in the U.S., if you do it on the West Coast, it's too late for the East Coast. If you do it on the East Coast, it's too early for the West Coast. Like, no matter where you pick or what time you pick, you have to be able to shoot the fireworks off at midnight. Otherwise, it does nobody any good.
Of course.
Right? When they picked Dubai, it was going to be what it was. The timing here just goes to show you it's hard to make the KISS Army happy. There is no doubt about it. But Joey, I'm with you. This gold and platinum thing, just leave it alone. Like, just put a bunch of stuff on the website that if you want to buy a t-shirt, you want to buy commemorative stuff, fine. But don't do these packages, because like the platinum package, they've got 2,500 of those tickets. So that's got a $2.5 million cap to it. And I guess, yeah, you can be out there and say, well, we're spending $1 million on this, and we're spending $1 million on this, so we need the money to pay.
Right.
It's just weird. That's what gets people all in a bunch.
And then, you know, Gene is posting, buy the sword from the show, $15,000. Yeah. buy the base for $15,000. Again, listen, I get it. If someone is going to buy Gene's sword or base from that show for $15,000, why not sell it? If anything, I bet you KISS is kicking themselves for not doing this all the years prior, because they could have been selling gear like this by, you know, they're getting these guitars for either free or dirt cheap. So if they're buying a bass for $200-$300 and then selling it for $15,000 and selling multiple ones for each show, it's easy money. So I get it. If someone's going to buy it, why not sell it? I won't kill KISS for that stuff.
Yeah, I that's the thing. Look, here's one thing that I have absolutely learned. Everything is not for everybody. Okay, there are people sitting out there that have no kids, no mortgage, or no kids, or they have their own business and they work hard every day of their lives. They have saved their money, and when it comes time and they want to buy something, they can go out and do it. That's who these things are for. That's who these things are for. They're not for me. I'm not for the guy that's going to buy the $1,000 package so I can get whatever. I'm more the $250 guy, or even just the $50. I would have been happy just seeing the show. I don't need all that other stuff. However, it's Christmas, and my girlfriend wanted to get it for me, and that is awesome. I totally appreciate it. Got something special coming for you, girl.
Whoa. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, me.
Oh, hell. Oh, Sonny, that was right in the nads.
Matt Porter just wrote on our comments, is it true that Joey sells his earbuds from every podcast for $15,000? I do, Matt. And you can go to joeycasada.com and find out more details on those earbuds.
Oh, one, that reminds
just
me.
Just like this.
Don't, yeah. He actually licks them a little bit before he sends them out. So that means that if you get, you could grow your own Joey Cicada with the DNA that's on there.
Obviously, you know, he'll be a little kid, but yes, in a couple, you know, sure enough, in a couple of years, you will have a full grown Joey living around your house.
Yes. Awesome. He'll love professional wrestling and KISS.
Yes.
I got no problem with the capitalist part of this whole thing, right? If you can make money with it. I just think, you know, they could, I guess, instill some goodwill by, look, when I sell the sword, it's going to blah, you know, sure. United Way. When we sell the broken guitar, it's going to blah. Nobody's asking you to give up, you know, $4 million, $5 million or anything else. But you got to put something out there that's not just,
yes,
we're selling bobbleheads. We're selling this. We're selling, like,
Sonny, you hit it right on the head. All Gene has to do, especially Gene, because people associate this stuff with Gene, one of the guitars used that night, and he can literally play one note with the guitar, doesn't matter. Yeah. One of those guitars used that night is going to be sold for charity. All you have to do is do that once, and you're okay. It clears the way to be a greedy guy again. But they never seem to do that. And even, you know, I hate to bring stuff like this up because I don't necessarily agree with all this, but Paul is constantly preaching online, wear your mask. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner because you're going to get people sick. Don't go outside. Don't talk. He's preaching to the world what the right thing to do is. And that's, listen, I get it. He should believe whatever he wants, but then he can't contradict himself and put on a show in Dubai and risk the whole crew, everyone on those planes, the flights, the hotels, the staff, everyone that goes into and in being involved in one of these big giant shows. They're going to have something. How many cameras did they say they're going to have?
50 all those cameras.
Yeah. All those camera operators, all these people are in, you know, in person all day long with each other. So he's risking hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people to do this show. So why is that okay? But then you can't have Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You can't have both.
And if you already have it figured out, then communicate what the plan is, right? Yes. We're all going there 2 weeks early. We're going to be in a bubble, or we're in a bubble here. We're taking a private plane there, and then we're going to be in a bubble. Do something to communicate. The issue is, though, Paul has created this issue with his personal Twitter page.
Yes.
And it's now a KISS problem, and I'm sure Gene is not happy with that.
Well, they said on the thing that they were going to have a huge but safe KISS show.
Yeah, but if you're not going to say what that is,
yep.
What does that mean?
The lovely and beautiful Leslie. We know Leslie, don't we?
Yes, we do.
She sent a, we do love her. She
Who's this Leslie?
Leslie's one of my country girls that lives here in Georgia.
Friend of ours. Yeah. Kiss Cruise, Monster Rock Cruise.
Yeah. So she sent this to me. Yeah. She sent this to me. It says, it's from frequently asked questions. How long will KISS be playing for? And it says the pre-show will begin at 9 p.m. Dubai time. KISS will take the stage at 10 and will perform until after midnight, over 2 hours. I saw something that said 4. I'll have to find that too. But still, that's a $50. You get a pre-show, and you know that's pretty. It's all going to be fun. And here's something that I even love even more than that. I love that it's at our time in the afternoon. I could watch the whole thing and then still go to a party for New Year's Eve and enjoy myself. That's awesome.
Not if Paul tells you not to. But that's my favorite. I'm not even kidding. And listen, I don't agree with any of it. If you want a social distance, social distance. If you don't, you don't. But what I'm saying is Paul will preach, don't go out on New Year's. Don't have, you know, don't drink, you know, alcohol and don't do this. But yet he'll throw the biggest party in the world. It's you can't have it both ways. And that's what KISS always does. They try to have their, you know, have their cake and eat it too. So you can't do both things all the time, because that's what gets people so frustrated.
Yeah, I think Paul puts himself in that situation, because I don't even know he should be talking about any of that stuff anyway, right? Just keep it to music.
Yes.
So you don't get people all messed up, because, you know, now you're just kind of a pseudo Ted Nugent or whatever other person is out there doing that kind of stuff. But
yeah. Somebody just asked if we read the comments that are going up. Yes, of course. That's how we know that you just wrote that. Sonny, what do people think, though? What do people think about this? Are they saying anything?
You know, somebody said everybody's going to be tested again and again. That's not a risk. That's interesting. Because I can't tell who the users are, because it just says Facebook.
Just says Facebook. We love you, though.
Maybe KISS will do some deep cuts since the cruise didn't happen. That would be called denial, and you're living in a fantasy land. They are playing a live stream for, as far as they're concerned, the entire population of the world. There is no way they're doing Almost Human. Stop being in denial and stop smoking the crack pipe. Paul says, stay home and watch your show. go ahead.
What I will say is, to me, far more interesting news and way cooler product. I'm not sure if you saw the thing that Bruce Kulick released today. Bruce did something on the first Asylum, the start of the Asylum tour. And he was talking about how, it's an anniversary of the start of the Asylum tour. And he was talking about how he has board recordings of almost every show, real great sounding board recordings. And he released, in conjunction with fan filmed video, a board recording of Won't Get Fooled Again. And it sounds incredible. very cool to even see the fan filmed recording, but the sound quality of this board recording is phenomenal. I would die to get my hands on one of these. It's great.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunately I did not see that today. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw it earlier. It was good. It was good. I wonder if, like, when he has that kind of stuff, does that freak Paul out, or does he call Paul and say, "Hey, I'm going to put this out there"?
Well, right? I don't
Paul's
think
like I want to listen to it first. Or
Bruce will never release. I mean, I think that's why he released "Won't Get Fooled Again," because it's not a Kiss song. So I think he figured, okay, they won't get mad at me for this. Bruce is very, very hesitant to do anything without Kiss's approval, marching orders, anything like that. Bruce is very, very sensitive. The last thing he wants to do is step on anyone's toes. And, you know, my personal experience, I can tell you, is years ago, I approached Bruce and we had a lot of conversations about it. We tried to get it off the ground. Have you guys heard of Bonzo Bash?
Yeah.
It's like that tribute for Led Zeppelin where all the drummers get together and they do this big Led Zeppelin tribute show. And it's killer. You know, it happens at all. It doesn't happen. They don't do a tour or anything, but it happens like at NAMM. And then they'll do like an East Coast version. They'll do like two or three shows a year. So I approached Bruce. When did Bruce start doing the Kiss Cruise?
About 4 years ago or so.
I probably approached Bruce 5 or 6 years ago. And I brought up the idea to do this same type of idea, but to feature 80s Kiss. And we, you know, my plan was to do the same thing. We were going to get a show during NAMM, and NAMM is a big music convention out in LA for anyone who doesn't know, every January. And we were going to do something for there and maybe a Nashville NAMM and, you know, do like periodic shows where so many of these rabid, you know, musicians, like big stars like John Five and all these other guys, Chris Jericho, are really big 80s Kiss fans. They would come out of the woodwork and want to perform at these shows. It wouldn't just be like a tribute show. It would be, you know, these big time musicians playing at these events. And Bruce loved the idea. And, you know, we tried to get it off the ground, but the thing that held us back was Bruce didn't want to step on Gene Paul's toes. He didn't want to do anything without Kiss's stamp of approval. And because this was not going to be a Kiss project, like, you know, when he does his thing on the Kiss Cruise, it just wind up falling through the wayside. And you know, I was upset because he wind up doing the same thing on the Kiss Cruise with his own band, but I get it because it was, you know, it was Kiss approved and it was the cruise and they, you know, they invited him on board. So I totally understood, but that's why Kiss would never do something. I mean, Bruce would never do something without Kiss either knowing about it or approving about it.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I mean, I think Bruce is doing the right thing. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's business. I get it 100%. Yeah.
It's my number one problem with Ace. It's like, I wish Ace would just shut up sometimes and just, dude, just, can you just be, you know what I mean?
But, yeah. All right. So that being said, all right. So we talked about the money thing. Look, $50 is get five friends together and everybody put $10 in and watch the concert. If $50 is a lot of money, I get it. Not everybody. Hey, I understand. We're in a pandemic. There are people that might not have $50, but maybe they have some friends that they can get together and split the cost. I mean, when I used to get pay-per-views at my house, I didn't have a box. Like Joey did, that could, you know, be that was, you know, steal the pay-per-views. But I, all my friends would come over and they would.
By the way, I still have a box. I still have the, I have the broken Fire Stick right now. It's marvelous.
I had the thing that went into the DirecTV box. Anyway, but oh man, no, I didn't. Anyway.
No, listen, $50 is, again, I will kill Kiss for when it's needed, and then I'll give them credit for when it's not, when it's needed too. Meaning $50 is totally okay for one of these pay-per-views. What, boxing events, wrestling, how much was the Tyson fight last night?
At least $50.
Yeah, so I mean, you're getting, if you're a Kiss fan, you're gonna get your money's worth just to see the fireworks alone. it's going to be worth it. I also understand the flip side is nobody pays for music anymore. Nobody pays for concerts. They go on YouTube and they watch everything for free. So everyone is so accustomed to just waiting for it to be for free. And I get that too, but you can't blame Kiss for charging, and $50 is a pretty good price for it, I think.
There's only one person that won the fight last night. It was Vegas. Because nobody's going to bet on a draw. So no Vegas way. Raked in money from both sides.
Yeah.
You're right.
There is a comment there that says, I'm 6 inches away from removing my 4 Kiss tattoos and swearing off these money grubbers. Well, it's like, it's not really money grubbing. It's business. They're just running a business. It's like, you want to talk about money grubbers, like try to buy a PS5 right now.
I don't understand how folks like didn't have 2 cents to their name. How are they affording PS5s? I don't understand.
At $1,900.
Yeah, it's good Lord. That is ridiculous.
Is that what it's going for?
No, it was going for $499, but so many people have these bots for buying everything up in the online sales. So if you go on eBay right now, they're as much as $1,900.
But again, if you're buying one for $1,900 just because you can't wait till after Christmas, you're an idiot.
You got money to burn.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's same thing. I hate to say it. If you buy Gene Simmons' sword for $15,000, you're either an idiot or you have money to burn. It's one or the other, and that's okay. Buy it if you want to buy that and you have $15,000 to spare, or you're just an idiot, that's okay.
Oh, so, okay. So here's the thing. This is very important because it says, Joe, I have a name. Unfortunately, when you post on Facebook, it doesn't tell. Can you guys see who posted that?
I can't tell who it is.
It doesn't tell us. Just type your name there and I'll be glad to let them know how angry you are. I understand. Oh, no. You don't have to do
he
that.
He has a name, but it's not worth mentioning. It's this guy, Chris something. We won't mention his name. We don't like him. I'm only kidding, Chris. We love you.
Joey.
It's Chris Burns. He's a big fan of mine. He's been worshiping me for years. You know, cut him some slack.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh, Chris. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I promise, Chris. It doesn't say your name. Yeah.
Joey, there was a question, though. It's an interesting question. Says, to your knowledge, Grayson Gallegos asked it, is Bruce still on the Kiss payroll? I can't assume he's on the Kiss payroll.
I don't have any knowledge of that, and I would bet my life that he's not. I mean, when you say payroll, he gets paid for the Kiss cruise. He gets paid for Kiss events, but I can't imagine he has any steady income from Kiss.
Publishing on some of the stuff he wrote?
Yeah, publishing and stuff. Yeah. I'm sure, unless he sold it, but I would assume he still owns his publishing, which, you know, today's, I hate to say it, gets them nothing. You know, he's not getting any publishing from those 80s Kiss records right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine, like, Kiss has no reason to keep Bruce on retainer. Like, there's nothing Bruce is going to do for them.
And it's funny because Bruce is funny because I love Bruce to death. And, I really loved the last few years, what he's really doing with the 80s Kiss thing, kind of really owning it and making it his era. And I love that about him. And it really does make him different because there are so many fans of that 80s Kiss era that Kiss obviously ignores now, and Bruce is the only champion of it. And not to say that he's foolish, but he could be making money off stuff like this and he doesn't. He puts it out on Facebook, he's putting it out on YouTube and social media. I'm not sure, you know, the rights is as far as, you know, releasing stuff like this, but I'm sure if he did something with Gene and Paul, he could figure out a way to monetize some of this 80s Kiss stuff more than he does.
The New Year is who said this one? The New Year's gig should be that free gig that Gene hinted at many years ago. It's been such a shitty year. This gig should be such a nice gesture for the Kiss fans and a great platform to persuade new viewers to buy tickets to a proper gig when the whole world opens again. it just costs too much money to do something like they're doing. This is completely different. A free gig in, you know, somewhere where they can rent, you know, for, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 and set right. up and just play. That's one thing. This is going to be $1 million, $10 million. Who knows? I don't understand what it costs to do something in Dubai. I would imagine it's not cheap.
Yeah. I mean, something like that, I think this is not the right time to do it, because the only way they would be able to do that is if they had fans, and I'm assuming this is going to be no fans or limited fans, right? Have we heard anything about that?
Well, there's rumors that it could be up to 400 fans at the hotel,
right. So,
spread out all over the place.
So if this was, you know, a stadium show where it was filled with fans, that the tickets could cover the cost, then I could see them doing something like this and doing a pay-per-view for free, you know, to help people out. But like you guys just said, it costs so much money between the production and travel and all that stuff. They would lose millions of dollars to do a show like this. And you can't ask any act or performer to do something like that. You just can't.
Especially when they're not working at all.
Right.
I mean, they're really not working. And despite, yes, Kiss has money coming in from certain things, but let's also be really honest. I have gotten a ton of free stuff from Kiss. They just don't know it, okay? And that is every how many concerts have I watched online because people bootleg them? I have, how many bootleg shows? Getting free stuff from Kiss, I mean, they lose out
not,
a lot.
But that's not from them.
No.
It's bootleg show.
Okay, I understand that. But my point is, it's their property. You know what I'm saying? They lose money every day, I imagine. Would you guys say that's fair?
Meaning on bootlegs.
On all kinds of things. If you go online right now, you could pretty much watch every concert that's on those Kissologies.
I don't know if that's losing money. This is just a personal opinion. I know you want to send your hate mail, send it. But are they getting every little cent they could for what they deserve on their brand? No. But if they decided to release Kissology and make X amount of money, the money that it makes afterwards, are they really losing that money? I guess they could have made that money at the front end, right? But I don't know if they're actually losing it, right? Like if I hand my Asylum CD to my son to go listen, are they losing money? Like I don't know if that's losing money.
No, well, I get that.
I think, listen, musicians today, period, lose money everywhere. They lose money via CD sales, record sales, concerts. They lose money left and right. So it's not Kiss losing money because everyone's watching Kiss online. It's music in general is suffering because it's hard to make money. You know, Kiss does it the right way because they do make money through, obviously, the promoters and stuff like that. You know, paying them guarantees. That's how Kiss makes money. Kiss is not making a fortune on their recorded material and or after stream concert revenue, meaning bootlegs and stuff like that. They're making their money on touring still right now and merchandising.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, even in your book, you would just mention all the meet and greets and stuff. That's how they're making money. You know, the right. meet and greets. Because people weren't buying music. It's just like Love Gun just got back in the rock charts by selling 9,000 copies.
Wow. Is that true?
Yeah, because of Walmart.
Because of Walmart.
Wow.
9,000 copies, they're in the charts. And I'm not talking about like 50. I'm talking like 6.
Right. Yeah, I mean, nobody buys anything anymore. And again, that's the way to do it. You do stuff via meet and greets. And, you know, Gene did his vault signings and stuff like that. Gene wasn't going to sell those vaults unless he did those signings. No one was spending even $500 or whatever he wanted to charge on a vault without having that experience. The experience is what people are paying for. Back in the day, people, can you imagine when we were kids, and I can't even imagine this, having a chance to buy a meet and greet as a kid? Oh, yeah. I would would have lost my mind. I slept at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. I slept on the steps waiting to get tickets overnight. Never mind a meet and greet. So to have something like that would have blown my mind. But now they have to offer it because they're not getting the revenue from record sales. So it's not that they're just generous. They're offering it because that's their stream of revenue now.
Yeah.
If you guys have an opinion out there, you can send it to us at Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com.
I was reading your comment, you son of a bitch.
That's, you got to be ready all the time.
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
Okay. So anyway.
Someone just made a really great point. So I don't know if there's any wrestling fans listening, but I know Joe is. Joe, you know the Dubai shows that WWE puts on, right?
Yes, they're huge. So
there's that promoter. I'm not sure if it's the same promoter, but that promoter basically pays Vince millions of dollars to come over and do an event. So Vince has, there's no risk, no, you know, high reward, no risk, because he's getting a guaranteed from this promoter. So someone just wrote that they believe that the same thing happened here, that the promoter from Dubai offered Kiss, what it, you know, it could be upwards of $5 million. You don't know what this guy is offering to come and do this event. Now, it's weird in this time because most of the time you would think they would offer that because it's going to draw a big crowd. And that's what happens when WWE goes over there. They offer them a giant sum of money up front because they know that it's going to be the biggest event of the year over there. So for this, I'm not sure how they would necessarily monetize this, but I'm sure this Dubai promoter, because why would they be doing it in Dubai? Look, you know, look behind the curtains a little bit. Why wouldn't they just do this locally? So they must be getting some kind of guarantee from this promoter. Maybe the promoter is getting a piece of the pay-per-view. I don't know how the promoter would make that money back. That could be what's happening. But if that's the case and they are just getting a large chunk of money up front, maybe it is something they could have done for free.
Hmm. You ever, well, I don't know. This is one of those things. Okay. So now let's put all this to the side. Okay. Cause that's the drama. Let's talk about the show now. Okay. I already know Sonny's answer, and Sonny's answer is hell yes. Do you think that, it's going to be just the same show we've been seeing for a year now?
Yes.
Exactly.
1,000%.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. But here's my question.
But with a lot of extra pyro, right, Sonny? You agree That's with right. that?
There yeah. you go.
Okay. So here's my question, though. Even though it's going to be the same show, does that really matter? I mean, shouldn't we just be happy that we're going to get some kind of entertainment?
That depends on what side of the Kiss army you're on.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I got it.
Right. So. It just, you just have, I know it sounds terrible. You just have to keep your expectations low, right? I'm going in. Yes, I'm buying the live stream. Yes, I'm buying the $40 one because I don't need to watch it for 72 hours. I can just see it the one time, right? So buying the $40 one, I'm assuming they're going to do the exact same set list, the exact same order, the exact same moves. You're going to see the mic cord wrapping around, you know, Paul's neck. I mean, the same moves. I'm assuming all that, and then I'll be pleasantly surprised if they do something different. But if you are going into this thinking that they are going to rip open the vault and pull out all these blah, 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 or four or five deep cuts, they can't do that. Now, you'd have a better shot at that happening if they were playing in a club down the street, not in Dubai in front of millions. They can't do that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and there's no reason for them to do it. This is not the time to, you know, pull out this big, weird set list. This is going to be, you know, maybe the most viewers they've ever had for a concert. Who knows? This could be, you know, millions and millions of viewers potentially. So they're not pulling out rarities.
Not one.
Not one.
No. Okay, so we're going to, before we get to that show, We're going to write down, based on everything that we have had, we're going to write down what the set list will be, knowing what we know.
Well, let me go to setlist.fm, and I can tell you exactly what the set list is going to be.
Damn. But there's no way they pull even one song.
Why? Why would they do that?
Give me an example of what you're talking about, Joe. Give me the song you think maybe they could pull. I mean, they could pull out a song like I Stole Your Love or something like that.
Come on and love me. Come on and love me.
Not happening. Not happening.
But here's what I don't understand. And Sonny, I agree with you. I think they're going to do the same old set list. But, you know, when listen, I hate – all I do on the show is complain about Kiss, which I guess is okay. But – what bothers me so much is they preach and preach and preach. Will we? And especially for a show like this, well, we have to do the hits because people want to hear the hits. And if we, you know, without the hits, they're going to walk out the door. And but then they're going to play War Machine. War Machine. Nobody knows War Machine. War Machine is on. Way more people know Come On and Love Me, Strutter. Yeah. I Stole Your Love. Way more people know that stuff than War Machine. So don't just say. Just say we're playing the songs we want to play. God damn it. Just say it one time. Right? Am I wrong? Just say, listen, guys, stop your shit. We're playing that. We're 70 years old. We're going to play the songs that are easier for us and that we want to play. Enough. Enough with this. We have to play the hits. War Machine is not a hit. If they were only to play their hits, where's Reason to Live? Where's Forever? Where are the bigger hits? They don't play them.
Kiss hits are shit that we love. That's basically, but still, they're leaving out a lot of stuff.
Now, I will tell you, just argue the other side, right? So if the conversation is people will go to the bathroom, people will leave, not as many people will come if they don't hear the songs they want to hear, blah, blah, blah. What are they going to do? Hang up on the live stream? You already made your money. Open up with, I don't know, whatever you want, Under the Gun. Who cares? Like, what are the people going to leave? Let them leave. You already made your money.
No, that's
like, if you're ever going to do it, this is the time to do it. There's no doubt about that. I just don't see it happen.
Yeah, and the people that are buying this, if you're a casual Kiss fan, then you don't know half the set list anyway. You're not going to know War Machine. You're not going to know... Say Yeah, Jesus Christ. You know, you're not going to know these songs anyway. So you might You might as well appease the, you know, you're getting Kiss fans to buy this. So like Joe said, throw in something different. Listen, I know they're not going to, but you just don't make the argument of the reason why you're doing it. At least one time, Kiss, one time. You've been around for 50 years. Tell the truth one time. Listen, I love them. You know they're my favorite band ever. But don't, you know, this constant selling and trying to sell us on something. Just tell us, if you told us the truth and said, listen, guys, this is what we enjoy playing, or Gene loves to sing War Machine, Paul loves Say Yeah, he can't sing Forever or Reason to Live. We would just respect them more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Let me ask you guys this. So this casual fan thing has come up a couple of times on this live stream thing, right? So it's one thing for me to take my wife, who is a casual fan, barely. She maybe will know one or two Kiss songs. She's just not a Kiss fan. That's okay, right? But she'd go with me because we're going out and we're doing a date and she liked the opening band, or, you know, she just wanted to be out at a concert with people. And that's where the casual fans go. You're going to get a casual fan to sit in front of a laptop for 3 hours? I don't know if you get casual fans on this thing anyway. Now, I will tell you, TSO is doing something in a couple of weeks, and Nicole's not a big metal or hard rock fan, and she's excited about TSO because she's never seen TSO. I haven't seen TSO in a while, but it's more of a Christmas show. That may attract more of the casual fan because there's other things to it. You go to a Kiss show as a casual fan, unless you really know Kiss, it's just like, wow, this is crazy. Well, wow, this is crazy is not going to translate on a live stream.
Let me tell, and I will make a prediction right now. TSO will outsell Kiss at least 3 or 4 times for this pay-per-view. I'm not even kidding. Wow. The TSO pay-per-view will easily outsell Kiss maybe four times the amount. Because wow. like you said, Sonny, the TSO, first of all, TSO every year is one of the most, you know, highest grossing acts in the world. And it's an event for these families to go see TSO. So if they don't get to see it this year and their kids are like, oh my God, we're not going to see TSO this year. You bet your ass. These parents are going to pay what I don't even know what their pay-per-view costs, but let's just say it's 50. They're going to pay $50 to, and where normally they spend 200 because they're, or 300 because they're buying four and five tickets for the whole family to go. They will gladly shell out $50 for have this holiday event that they've been trying to get for years to have it at home and, you know, not miss out on it. Whereas Kiss, you're only going to get the regular Kiss fans seeing this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what, but no, get put a number on how many Kiss fans or how many people do the Kiss thing. 100,000, 200,000.
I don't, you know what? I wouldn't even know where to begin, but I will. Like I said, listen, I've been in the TSO camp for years. Like you guys know, I've been the backup drummer for 15 years. They sell an enormous amount of tickets every year. They're, like I said, they're right behind, you know, the Bon Jovis and the Bruce Springsteens, and they're that level. Kiss is not at that level. So whatever,
they don't even play every, and they don't even play all year.
That's also why they're so big during that year. They play 2 months, and you have to suck up all their concerts in 2 months, and they do matinees and they do an evening show. Yeah. So it's so big, and it's an annual event. Where Kiss, you're gonna get the casual Kiss fans. You know, you're not gonna get that many casual Kiss fans. Like Sonny said, you're gonna get the diehards. So I don't know what the numbers will be, but my prediction is minimum. I think TSO will sell 500,000, and maybe Kiss will sell 100,000.
Wow!
But that's a prediction. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
If Kiss sells 100,000 though, at $50 a piece,
yeah,
5 million.
That's still pretty good.
That's still pretty good. There's no doubt about that. Gary brings up a good point, which I've been talking to a bunch of friends about. Let's talk about it here. Paul's in a no-win situation. If Paul sounds good, he got help. If he sounds crappy, he should stop. Like, because it's a live stream now, Paul is literally in a no-win situation. Even if he's been working out his voice the last 4.5 years to get ready for this live stream and can sing anything he wants, he's screwed no matter what before he even starts singing. Fair?
No, it's true. Paul Stanley is damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. And that's too bad, you know?
Anyway, does anyone think, and again, I just thought about this right now. You know how some live broadcasts have that tape delay? Any chance you think, you know, obviously Kiss is going to have 50 cameras, whatever. There's going to be crazy live editing going on. So any chance you think they have this safety delay just in case? You know, we've seen a couple bloopers where Paul, you hear him singing, he's nowhere near the mic and stuff like that. Any chance they do one of these tape delay type things, whether it's 3 sec, whatever it's going to be, just in case they miss a beat and they can kind of edit that out?
I would imagine they would do that anyway. I mean, I would imagine anything live has some kind of delay.
Yeah, you might be right.
That usually, I would think that only happens when they're worried about like national network television's worried about language and blah, blah, blah. Like, Kiss can't worry about that. What, Paul's not going to say any F words?
Well, you know, Paul's not saying any F words. You know, this is not 88.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, I don't know about the tape delay thing. Joey, you understand all this video stuff. Is it possible to zoom Ace in and Ace does a song in his garage with two guys and they do New York Groove? Like, is that even possible?
You mean play with Kiss?
No. Just zoom. Oh. Kiss takes a break. War Machine's done. Here comes Ace on the thing.
Easy. 1,000%.
That's doable.
Oh, totally doable. Yep.
Yeah, but playing with, I would think the delay would jack all that up. That's
You know, once it's a broadcast, you're just getting feeds from different places. Much like if you ever watched, if you watched like American Idol this last season and stuff like that, they were just getting feeds from different places, you know, and they would go live to that feed, just like an NFL game, or you know, they cut back to the broadcast booth, or that's what it would be like.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, that would be a great idea, of course.
I do. I know Joey does as well, but I do Zoom classes for guitar, and it's almost impossible to play exactly along with somebody because you go 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll start, but the four doesn't get to their side until the one again. And now there it's like.
No, most, I mean, there is a couple programs out there, Joe, now that you can actually play live with someone over, it's not Zoom, but there are a couple of other programs, but you're right. Via Zoom, via Skype, we would never be able to, and I teach all day long via Zoom and Skype, so I know this. I could never have a kid listen to music and me count the bars for them because I would be always off probably a whole quarter note at least. So yes, that wouldn't work. You couldn't sync it up that way.
Yeah.
And if Ace was going to be on something like that, there's no way in hell that they wouldn't let you know. By the way, I just want to help Joey out. You can send us emails at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
At gmail.com. I really wanted to give him a shot. He felt bad.
Thanks for the heads up, Joe.
But why do they have to announce it, Joe?
I would have 100% missed that, Joe. Thank you.
They have to announce something like that because they want people to buy tickets.
You think it'll sell more tickets?
You don't think saying Ace's band is going to play during this thing wouldn't get more people to buy?
No, because if you believe that, then you believe people will not buy this stream because Ace isn't going to be there. And I'm telling you, every KISS fan that's out there complaining about the price and complaining about this thing is still going to buy it because they got FOMO. That an hour in, something stupid happens. They're going to be on a text chain with all the idiots that I got on my text chain and you guys got on yours. That, oh my God, they're playing God Stole Your Love. And I'm out there in the hamburger because I wanted to stick to my guns and not spend $40. That's not happening anyway. That's why you're not getting set list beforehand. You're not getting any of it.
I don't agree. I think let's even go a step further. Let's say they fly Ace out to do one song. Okay. So you're saying, Sonny, if Ace was in Dubai with them and came out and did New York Groove and they just did it as a surprise, you don't think by them announcing, and they're not going to announce, of course, they're not going to say Ace is going to come out and do New York Groove. They're just going to say with special guest Ace Frehley. You don't think that's going to drive up the pay-per-view rate?
No.
Oh my God. You're
because a casual fan doesn't care.
Yes, but the KISS
fan does.
Yeah, but I'm not buying this event. If I heard that, I would buy it if Ace was there. Just even if it was just listen, I know I'm gonna be able to watch this for free 2 days later, but just because if a live event having something different out of the ordinary makes me want to see it. Knowing that KISS is gonna do the same show. I don't want to see it, but you know, something like the KISS Cruise, if they did a live stream of the KISS Cruise, I would have bought it every year because I knew the set list was going to be great. So I disagree. I think that you're not going to get the casual KISS fans, like you said, because what casual KISS fan is going to sit in front of the computer? But and the diehards that would buy this, they're probably thinking like I think, what the hell's the point? It's the same show that I saw this whole end of the road tour. Why would I do it?
See, I think those people will break down and buy it anyway. But I don't know.
I'm not buying it, God damn it! I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you are. Watch.
I'm not.
You will.
I'm not doing it.
Because if you get a call, you get a text from Jericho 35 minutes in that they're doing Come On and Love Me, you're going to be like, God damn it. It was one time.
People are actually, a few people have said, is there any worry that this won't be 100, that this won't be live, it'll be recorded? I do not believe it'll be recorded at all. I think it's going to be live.
Yeah, it'll be live.
They're saying it's going to be live, it'll be live. I don't think that they're going to record something and then put it out there and go, here you go, it's live. No, I don't. Yeah, that's fraud, though, isn't it? I mean, I'm paying to see a live
I think if it wasn't New Year's Eve, I think they would try to do something like that. Maybe, you know, record it that day and kind of release it. And they could say, oh, we were live in this part of the world, but we weren't live, you know, everywhere else. But I think because it's New Year's Eve, it will be live.
Yeah. Hagar just did that. He did his birthday bash and he recorded it like on a Saturday, but then they didn't release it until like the next week. So I don't know if they did a bunch of editing or what they did with that recording. There was people there live on the beach, I guess, watching it. And then he released it as a live stream like a week later. But I'm with Joey. I don't think this happens with this. Plus, it's 2021. They would get crucified
yeah.
online. Like, this isn't 1986 where nobody would know the difference. There's no way.
But I think I just saw a comment, something touching on this. Don't you think maybe they are missing a small opportunity by saying, even not, let's say they can't get Ace and Peter there. Let's just say they can't do that just because it's, you know, whatever, their lawyers and they just can't do it. Why not give a little throwback to the Kiss fans and say, we're flying Bruce out and he's going to come out and do a couple songs with us. You don't think, and listen, I'm not saying it would drive the buy rate up, but it would make it much more respectable and an event for the Kiss fans that are buying it. And it would cost Kiss nothing.
Yeah, no? I think two things there in completely different places. One is, if it's not Ace or Peter, if it's not Ace and Peter, let me say that right. If it's not Ace and Peter, the Kiss fan won't be happy. Bruce won't be good enough. And I love Bruce. And I wish they would do that with Bruce, because I don't need Ace and Peter and Bruce. I'll take just Bruce. But the hardcore Kiss fan won't do that. The second piece, and there's not a lot of people talking about this, but I was thinking about this the other day. I think there's an ego with Paul, maybe not as much with Gene, on you put out there special guest Ace Frehley and it drives up the sales, that it works against my ego. Yeah. Like, you mean to tell me I got to hitch my wagon to that ass to get another 200,000 people? Like, I can't see Paul being able to deal with that.
No, I get that. Right. Here's a comment here that says, as a ticket holder, if they release the performance as a DVD a month later, would that bother you? They're going to release this.
It comes with one of the packages, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think there's movie theater screenings coming up in the vinyl. Spring.
Yep.
Vinyl. So.
Oh, no.
More stuff for me to buy.
I don't know. I disagree. I think by, you know, giving the fans, you obviously, you know, the fans would enjoy. Listen, of course, I do think everyone would want Ace and Peter. Anything below that is, you know, a little lesser product. But I think having Bruce involved in some way, or even have Bruce's band open and do the live stream for an extra hour. Yeah. Something like give us something, just a little taste extra to say, this is not going to be the end of the road show. You saw, here's your special treat. Bruce's band from the cruise is going to come out and do an 80s Kiss set list that's going to blow your mind.
Opening pre-show,
of course, pre-show. Yeah. And then, you know, of course, that will leave this to speculation. Maybe he does run out and, you know, play Tears Are Falling or something. But give just a little flavor, something extra.
Speaking of that, the Bruce Hulick thing, Todd Kearns and Bruce Hulick are going to be at that masquerade, Kiss Masquerade in Florida. If you guys have not purchased tickets, so it's good. Bruce and Todd Kearns, I think they're just going to be jamming an intimate fireside acoustic holiday event streaming live Saturday, December 19th. You can get tickets for that at kissmas2020.com, and you could watch it streaming right on your computer. I mean, what's it going to cost? $10, $15? And I mean, that sounds like it would be fun to do. You know, this is right now, everybody's dying for some entertainment, and this might be one of those things that I really want to go to the thing in Florida, but I'm just not going to make it. I'm just not going to make it down there. But there you go, Bruce. You know, maybe that's a little warm up. I don't know. I mean, look, we talked about this enough. Is there anything you guys have to add?
So, you know, I said this to a couple friends too. I'm happy it's Kiss doing it, to be honest with you. I'm happy that it's my band that can pull off something like this, because there's a bunch of other bands that couldn't pull off something like this. So it's kind of cool that, you know, whether you're made fun of, that I have all this stupid Kiss shit in my room or whatever it is, that my band's big enough to do something like this. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Hey, listen, before we go, I wanted to point out, if you guys that are watching, tell your friends about this. We do this 5 o'clock Eastern time every Sunday. Every Sunday at 5 o'clock, we are live right now. We're hanging out with you and we're doing this show. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes and all the other places, Amazon, Google, all those places that you listen to podcasts. Before we go, Joey, you've got a new show. Tell them about it.
I do. My new podcast starts this Tuesday night. It's called Top 5 with Joey Quesada. There's a very familiar voice doing the intro to the show. You'll hear it every once in a while. But the show is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really quick episodes. It's me hosting with a buddy of mine. We're going to run down our top 5 favorites from all different pop culture genres, from TV to movies to, you know, to CDs, records, bands, anything you can think of. We're going to do our list of our top 5 favorites. The real reason I wanted to do this show is because whenever I have conversations with people and I bring up subjects like this, it always jars my memory of stuff that I've forgotten about when I was a kid. So a lot of these shows are going to be retro stuff. They're going to be 80s stuff. They're going to be lists, you know, from the 80s. Our first episode is our favorite sitcom moments ever, our funniest sitcom moments ever. And there's just some scenes like you just forget about. And then when you're discussing it with your buddies, they bring something up that you just totally forgot about. So I'll be showing clips of these scenes and stuff. The show will be live on Facebook at 8 p.m. on Tuesday night, December 1st. And then it'll be streaming, you know, wherever you get your podcasts, on all the podcast networks and on YouTube.
Awesome. Sonny, I already asked you, but do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, so Porter's asking me what gold and platinum I got behind me. So there's a Beth single, there's a Love Gun single, there's the solo albums thing that you could buy last year, and that's Steelheart's first album. That's what I have.
Yeah, and they were asking you, Joey, what your gold albums are.
Oh, my gold albums are, one of them is a TSO record that I was a part of for being in TSO. Which record is it? It's, which one is that? Okay, hold on. I forget the name of it. But the other one is the Punisher soundtrack. That's Sonny. We were actually just talking off air. I'm also on the Punisher soundtrack with one of my old bands, Seven Wiser. We were featured on the song Six. So those are a couple gold albums that I've been on pretty proud of.
Absolutely. You know what I'm going to say besides clearing my throat. We love podcasts and we love Kiss podcasts, about 1.34% of them anyway. And, we're going to hear you're going to hear the commercials for them after this in 3, 2, 1.
Peace.
That's the number one.
Peace.
Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's first stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.